Steele Sidebottom has been good enough to join us in the box. Steele, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Hey, Searle, do you like the Carlton hovercraft?
Yeah, it looks great.
How's the thumb?
It's amazing, though. He's coming. You have got this thumb, and you've come in, and even the plaster's black and white.
Yeah,
genius.
We don't miss much there.
How is it? How long?
Well, I get an X-ray on Monday, and then that'll tell me if the bone and that's all healed. And then if that's healed, then it's just a matter of how much I can bear, pretty much. So it's obviously still a bit sore, and I don't think I'll be playing next week. At the start, I said Richmond, but it'll be touch and go. If not Richmond, hopefully Gold Coast.
So I assume you're doing all the fitness stuff, all the running, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I've been doing plenty of running. I just got back from over at the club then. I've been getting flogged, so it's been
good. Well, the worst thing about doing fingers, wrists, shoulders, you can still run. Yeah. And don't they know it?
Oh, plenty of it too.
What was the actual incident that caused the injury?
I just went to tackle Lewenberger and must hit him flush on the end of his elbow and just shattered it. So.
Is
it
well, he's not in the ones anymore either. So you're
is it amazing
done
how ruckmen, you find the big tall ruckmen, they always have those pointy knees
exactly.
And elbows, don't they? They always seem to get you. Fletcher used to be the greatest at it.
Now, tonight's
he's
about...
He's got pointy everything.
Yeah. We'll talk about the Magpies in a moment, but tonight, a lot of tonight, it's about Mick Malthouse, who you would have spent some time with. Tell us about him as a coach and tell us about your time with Mick Malthouse.
Well, funnily enough, I just rocked up and I think Mick must have been in the president's dinner tonight and he was walking back to the room, so I jogged after him and just wished him all the best and said well done. And it must have been a bloke from Carlton walking him and he said, oh, premiership player, whatever, and then he goes, I've got this family photo at home from when we won the grand final, and the net always says to me, who's that in the background? I must be in the background waving with a nice family photo in the back.
But photo bombed the family photo.
Yeah, he did mention it. But I think the person that Mick is, I think people on the outside see him a lot different to what he's like on the inside. He can obviously, after games, get pretty worked up and that kind of thing, but when he's back at the club, he's just like any other person, and I suppose you could say he's a bit of a father figure. When I moved down, I was only 17, and someone that you could always go to and get some advice from me.
Well, I was just making the point that he says that he never puts himself above anyone at the club, and he also makes a big deal of finding some sort of common ground. Now, you're a really young bloke coming into a big environment, and you've got one of the most experienced coaches in the game's history. What was the common ground on a personal level between you two?
I'll put you on the spot.
Yeah, you're going to be the first bloke that didn't have any.
Yeah, I think Mick likes a little country boys coming out. But I think anyone that come through when I was at Collingwood, Mick, as you said, he doesn't hold himself higher than anybody else, and he doesn't hold anybody else, so everyone sort of treated the same, you'd say. So as I said, he's an outstanding man and someone who I'm privileged to have had coach me. So
let's talk about today. Things seem to be going pretty well. Great win last week against the Bombers. The feeling around the place must be good.
It is. It's very good. It's obviously hard watching, but to watch the boys, the way they went about it last week against Essendon was really pleasing. And if we can keep this winning form up while I'm out, it'll make things a lot easier. But it's definitely not easy watching, but as you said, the boys are playing well, and we're up for a big test tonight.
Steele, we always talk about when coaches come in and take over, and in Bucks's case it's been 3 years, his third year now,
fourth
year. Do you think it's just that's how long it just takes for a group to understand what he wants as a coach and how he wants you to play?
Oh,
and you're finally now just starting to get that?
It definitely doesn't just happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But maybe that is the case. That I think Bucks has obviously had a lot of pressure from outside, but internally the players along with Bucks have always been confident, but things the last couple of years haven't gone our way, but as you said, the longer that they're there, things start working a bit smoother, and I think the way we've started this season, it's starting to show that.
Do you reckon last week was as good a defensive performance around the ball, not just in the back line, as you guys have had in Bucks's reign?
Well, I think me personally watching, it's as good as I've seen watching. It was just like whenever Essendon were out, we just had someone there to close them down. Obviously wasn't high scoring, so it was that sort of nice in tight game where Essendon probably liked it, the uncontested type of footy. So You know, we need to back up again tonight because Carlton are really good in the midfield. So, yeah, we're going to definitely have our work cut out.
The other thing I was interested in your view on is the skill level. Because, you know, Collingwood supporters kept saying to me, oh, what's happened to our skills, you know, compared to, say, 2011? It has declined a bit. I think the figures would show that. But yep. Is that purely because of the turnover of players? Or what do you put it down to?
Well, I think our skills are poor. But maybe it comes down to pressure out there or... If I could put it down to something, then we'd be working on it. But at the same time, we do a lot of work on our kicking at training. So maybe it is just the pressure and being out there, maybe in front of all the people. I'm not sure, but it's definitely something that we need to improve.
It is really hard to recreate a game situation, isn't it?
It definitely is, yeah.
Still, look at 2010 team that you played in a premiership with. Are you surprised just with how long you've been in the game, how quickly that list has virtually gone?
Yeah, definitely. And it still feels like only yesterday that I turned up at the club, and this is going to be my seventh year now. But
because you think a premiership side, we're going to stick together for a while. Yeah. All of a sudden, you said, you know, 4 years later, you're talking about a whole new side.
It's, I suppose, for some people, and it's a bit scary as well because it just shows that, you know, your spot's never safe. There's always people coming from below to take your spot. So, I'm not sure if what to put it down to or anything like that, but spots have opened up, and I think guys for us have taken them spots and maybe forced some guys to have to go. So,
Steele, thanks for coming out. Mick's about to make his way under the MCG, so we'll take all of that. Good luck.
Good luck, mate.
See you in a couple of weeks.
See you back soon.
Thank you.